And yeah, I didn't finish it last Friday. Even though I was doing lots of work on it, I kind of got delayed. I got waylaid. So that's what's going on there. And also, music video project we just recently had. And I've got a video up on YouTube, which you can have a look at if you go on youtube.com/Jonkable. It's all up on there. It's kind of a finished one. We didn't get everything that we wanted in it, and I don't think it makes so much sense at the moment. But we've got a report left to do, and because it's music, and I love that kind of thing, I was just thinking about having, like, because it's supposed to be a report, but sometimes we're allowed to do audio reports. So I'm thinking about doing that and sort of making it like a little radio show kind of thing. Because I did that with my public information film one. And I got a merit on that, which isn't so bad. It's only a merit because I didn't explain it very well. So that was the issue there. So I was looking at how crazy the world is lately. Because there's been floods in Australia there and earthquakes as well, right? There's been earthquakes in Japan and tsunamis as well. Stuff going on in Libya. First off, the Japan earthquakes, nuclear power. I'm sorry, but why would you build a nuclear power station in a place that's going to obviously have some issue with it in the future? Why would you build a nuclear power station in a country that shakes every 5 seconds? Surely they would have figured that out when they were doing it. The word nuclear, right, has got disaster written all over it, okay? The word nuclear is associated with danger, explosions, and Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. None of that is any good. How can you even say that that was a very good idea in the first place? Maybe, yeah, in a country that doesn't shake so much, that's not such of an issue. Even though, right, I'm not really 100% for nuclear things anyway, because the word nuclear means kaboom, basically. And I was listening to the news earlier, or yesterday, I can't remember which one it is. I have a bit of a dotty mind like that. They were talking about having some sort of, like, pressure released from one of the nuclear power stations that are on the brink of exploding. They were thinking about releasing some of the gas to stop it from happening. Okay, now, we've been, right, having a campaign shoved down on our neck, right, our neck, and the world as well, right, they've been told to tidy up on their emissions and stuff and go green, right? But isn't, no, yeah, obviously if they don't release this pressure, it's going to blow up, right? But if they release the pressure anyway, right, isn't that going to affect the global warming and put like another huge hole in the ozone layer, which by the way probably is the reason why we're having global warming in the first place. That's what's happening. That's what's going on in my mind on that part. Meanwhile, in Libya, Gaddafi is going mental, right? And like there's nothing else going on in the world, you know? He's just stood there like a five-year-old. Oh, look at me, look at me. Oh, I'm causing issues. And then, and then all of a sudden, right, some other guy turns up and goes, oh, no, no, that's not right. You're not supposed to be doing that, right? We're going to come over. We're going to get our troops over. And, you know, it's all this sort of stuff going on, right? Like there's not enough going on. And Britain's going out to help all these other countries and things at the moment, right? But they're also going to sort out Libya as well. I mean, isn't this country getting itself a little bit deep considering that it's got problems of its own? It's literally just a matter of time before someone shouts out, let's bomb Libya before they bomb us! And I know I'm probably babbling on now, so I'm going to shut up and turn this Cool Edit Pro off. But yeah, if you want to get in touch with me about any of my views, then all you have to do is go on Facebook and add Jonkable. Okay, look for Jonkable, go facebook.com/Jonkable, have a look on there. But yeah, as I said, I am winding down on my Facebook as a person. Does that make sense? I'm winding down Facebook as a person on my personal stuff. And I might add some little silly lines and quotes in there, but I'm not using it for personal stuff anymore. I've had too much bad things go on Facebook last couple of days and it's wrecking things. And yeah, I just don't want to have any involvement. So okie dokes. All done then. I'll see you next time when I decide to have a rant, and I'll rant back to you if you want to have a go at me. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.